Henry. Sunnyside, Coorinbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 2nd, 1898. Mrs. Henry. I arise this morning at 1 o'clock a.m. I have tried to sleep but cannot. I now write you a few lines this morning which may not be copied for want of time. I am feeling deeply over the work which is to be done all around us. Whichever way we may turn, we find temporal and spiritual poverty. Sometimes my spirit is weighed down, but although I see the great need soliciting our attention at every place we go, we need not feel that the burden rests upon us. There is one who is our burden-bearer. Neither are we capable of bearing the sins of others. We have always a decided message to bear. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1, verse 29. Satan will cast his hellish shadow athwart our pathway, and if we allow our eyes to rest on this shadow, we cannot discern the light which is beyond. Whatever discouragement may appear to our human sight, we must ever remember that there is infinity beyond the darkness. Our faith cannot, must not, for a moment sink in that dark shadow. Light beyond is shining for every soul of us. Our voice, our words, must testify of that light. If the life we live in this world is wholly and entirely for Christ, it is a life of daily surrender. He has the free will service, and each soul is his own jewel. If we can impress upon the minds of our sisters the good which it is in their power to do through the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall see a large work accomplished. But this work can be done only through the Holy Spirit. If we can arouse the mind and heart to cooperate with the great worker, we shall gain, through the work they may accomplish, great victories. But self must be hidden. Christ must appear as the worker. Christ invites us. Abide in me, and I in you. John 15, verse 4. Cannot we bring these souls to understand, without a moment's delay, that every day is the ever-present now? There must ever be an interchange of taking in and giving out, receiving and restoring. This links us up as laborers together with God. Not one expression of unbelief is to come from our lips under the hardest trial. Heaven is much nearer to earth when every soul who knows the truth expresses it in word and action. The giving out ever expresses the truth and increases the power of taking in. This is the life work of the Christian. He that will lose his life will find it. The capacity for receiving the holy oil from the two olive trees which empty themselves is by the receiver emptying that holy oil out of himself, in word and in action, to supply the necessities of other souls. Work, precious, satisfying work, to be constantly receiving and constantly imparting. The capacity for receiving is only kept up by imparting. Isaiah 58 explains the matter. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Verse 8. We need and must have fresh supplies every day. And how many souls we may help by communicating to them. All heaven is waiting for channels through whom can be poured the holy oil to be a joy and refreshing to others. We may work continuously and solidly so that our work may abide, if Christ is abiding with us. I have no fears of any person making blundering work if he will only become one with Christ. The divine fullness will flow through the consecrated human agent to be given forth to others. Linked with the unchanging Jesus himself, there is a representation of Christ in character. Truth, our Savior continually insisted upon, must be sought after, found, and given to others. He, our Lord and Savior, insisted that we should sell all to secure the treasure. Self-sacrifice must be seen in this path at every step. There is to be no lifting up of self, not a thread of self-seeking. for this always separates from Christ. How thankful I am, my sister, that you have the satisfaction of knowing what it means to be a learner in the school of Christ. It is drinking of the water of life. You may indeed say, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. Philippians 3, verse 8, 9. When we feel oppressed, as we often will, I find it is my best remedy to talk of the light and love of God. My soul is strengthened and blessed, for I draw nigh unto God, and he draws nigh to me, and lifts up for me a standard against the enemy.